It is time to open up the Friday morning mailbag. The accumulation of all your communications throughout the week via all the avenues of communication. Texts, tweets, TikToks, emails. I get a lot of Facebook messages now. I'm ignoring things as we go. Haven't had a prison jail mail letter in a while, so please send them in.
Come on, Summer Bell.
I mean, what else are you going to do in there, right? Anyway, proving always that you guys pay way too much attention to the show. We've given up all the hope of any Hank FM newsletters from here on out, so we're going to scrap that from further mailbags, I think. Mm-hmm. I think that's a thing of the past.
I hid my whistle this week so no one would try and sneak it, like so it wouldn't get lost. We don't want that.
No. Mm-mm. We'd hate for that to come in and be doged.
Be tragic.
Or something like that.
Doge!
Especially so close to St. Paddy's Day. From the corporate front, well, earlier in the week, and we referenced this actually earlier in the week. For the first time, I think I've seen our employee handbook because evidently I didn't get the spam email or the scam email that it really was. That was evidently directed to employees up here of a fake employee handbook.
I didn't get it either. I mean, maybe they don't really think I'm an actual employee.
I wouldn't. I mean, to be fair, I wouldn't have opened it because I probably wouldn't have read it. But either which way, that started a deluge of all people in the building worrying others about scams. And that would be engineering saying if anyone gets text messages regarding unpaid toll fees, it's a scam. And yeah, many of those get those every single. I got another one yesterday. Yeah.
Did you tell them you were going to be busy at jury duty and you don't have any time for this malarkey?
I am there for the people. You're right. And I will use that jury money to then pay the tolls that evidently I owe somebody out there.
Yeah, you can do some live news reporting while you're out there.
Speaking of, from the head of HR that let us know, say, hey, good news, don't have to use a PTO day for the upcoming jury duty in 2 Mondays. And good news, you don't have to worry about parking. So are they assuming that I'll just use the company lot that I never use anyway? We always have to worry about parking here, okay?
So is it right up the street?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be just right there at the... Curry, Tarrant County, Justice Arena in League.
Well, speaking of jobs, Bobo up in Coeur d'Alene, he got downsized yesterday.
No.
He's very upset.
Oh,
yeah,
Bobo.
I know.
Did he get doged?
You know, I don't know if Elon was involved, but he says, I do love you, KB and Heather Lee.
Okay.
So please keep your jobs.
All right.
Okay.
We will do our best.
Well, KB's freelancing.
Best of luck, man. I got about 13 messages around Wednesday time. Where is Heather Lee? Yeah, and as we said, most assumed it had to do with the Joann Fabrics closing.
Well, that was very jarring. I had a...
Did you make a run on it?
No, not yet.
Did you go
yet.
Hit up the...
Mm-mm.
I thought you'd end up with more bolts than Rosie the Riveter at this point. Okay.
You know, they do have I think part of their problem over there, they just tried to serve too many things.
Oh.
Somehow I wound up in, like, the woodworking department. Woodworkers are not going to Joann.
If only Joann Fabrics had discussed this first with somebody that could have helped.
Heather Lee.
Maybe then it'd be a different story.
That gal knows. Hard to believe. This is also from management. March begins this Saturday. January seemed to last forever. February flew by. And now hopefully we've said goodbye to Arctic plunges and wind chills.
Amen.
Yeah.
By the way, I did get one Where's KB today. I think that was on Tuesday, which I was there. But I think JB did the show.
JB and Heather.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that guy knows.
Ari and Joshua, I said, good morning, y'all. Loving the show. We are loving that you're loving it there,
Aww,
Ari and Joshua.
That's nice. Someone off the text line, please tell us more about face heaters and how they work.
Well, you turn a heater on and you put your face close to it?
I don't think that...
It doesn't sound like
doesn't
a good idea.
Sound good. I don't know.
Report back to us and let us know.
I'll do a deep dive on this.
Star said, I love your mom being on the Facebook Live at 6:40 in the morning. She's got her own show going now, doesn't she?
Oh, dear. April and Alito chiming in on the text lines. 6 in 10 drivers cannot change their own oil.
Hmm.
Okay, I think that's more like 10 out of 10, April. But thank you.
It's almost more expensive to do it yourself, too, if you don't have the equipment set up. Sarah in Conway, South Carolina, emailed this. I just happened to run across you guys. I love the station. Love your shows.
Aww.
It also just so happens I started listening a couple of Tuesday mornings ago and heard That Ain't My Twitty. I wish our country station in Conway would play Conway.
Ooh.
I love That Ain't My Twitty. Well, who doesn't? Welcome to it, Sarah. Welcome to it. Sorry you live in South Carolina.
Good advice from the text lines for Jeremy. Mm. It says, Jeremy, let me get this straight. I would check for any illegal items that may have been left behind.
That's a good idea.
I don't know.
I do that after every show. I do that every single show.
Jeremy, are we okay?
Yeah. Retired Ricky sends the meme, if laziness were an Olympic sport, I would come in fourth just so I wouldn't have to walk up to the podium. And then he says, or fifth place. Well, we appreciate that. It's the best seats in the house there, Ricky.
There we go. Someone sent us an invite. This is so sweet. It's down in Walnut Springs. It's to the Rattlesnake Roundup.
Oh, the Rattlesnake Roundup.
Yeah, there will be snake hunters, cash prizes, a snake dance carnival, and snake exhibitions every single hour.
Oh, this sounds right up your alley.
No, I do. That's very sweet. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
Michael, are we 100% sure that the missing plants from Sundance Square were not used for Will It Float? Mm. Oh, to have a tank and a bucket that was be that big. We've dreamed about that. But no, we're not involved in the plant heist of 2025, as later generations will let it know. I want to do a Will It Float in Lake Granbury someday.
That's very sweet.
Dreams are important, kids. Mm-hmm. Remember that.
Yeah, and you will know that... That it's not us because I would promptly kill said plant. Yeah, immediately. Yeah. Cowboy Mike, poor guy, broke his leg. Mm. I asked, how's your wife doing in all this? Taking care of the patient. He said, she is fantastic and such a trooper. Without her, I would be stuck in rehab.
Well, the fact that you aren't Cowboy Mike already, we're very proud of. I know he's listening. Tim at Fort Worth, when referencing earlier this week our story about Alec Baldwin threatening that Trump impersonator, said, I'd definitely stay away from Alec Baldwin if I were y'all because your Trump on the show is much better than the other guys was.
Alec, it's your favorite president.
In fact, I would just stay away from Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, that's probably not a bad idea whatsoever.
Couple from Kelly in the Ville who sent... Mark safe from paying a road toll via text message today on Facebook.
Aw, good job, Kelly.
And then sent me a picture of a bedroom set. And the bed is a wrestling ring that says SmackDown Live on the bottom. It said, would this be a deal breaker for your girlfriend? Most likely, I said, but I am weighing the cost.
So romantic.
Always write in, call in. We love it when you do.